Vincent gets him out now, and here he comes. Denon Kingley gets up the rail. Golden 60. They roar for their hometown hero. He's a length clear over Salios, running on Mother Earth. It's Golden 60. The locals can't beat him. The internationals can't beat him. This is his house. Fortress Golden 60.
Moves up and takes the lead, but Mr. Brightside's challenging. Mr. Brightside up to Alligator Blood. Cascadian late. Mr. Brightside in front. And Mr. Brightside has won the mile from Cascadian, the inevitable.
Instigator's emerged. Britannica's back in the inside. Instigator, Stern Idol. Stern Idol fight. Instigator, Stern Idol. The big boy's fighting like a lion. Stern Idol all the way. Brave.
Zaki joined by Animo, who looks destiny in the face. At the 150, Animo takes the lead from Zaki. Alligator Blood, I'm Thunderstruck. But it's Animo clear. I'm Thunderstruck late. Animo holding on. Animo this time for the big A. What a from I'm Thunderstruck. El Monagon Wicks down the middle. Kings will dream at the 100. It's getting desperate. Now Wicks is storming home. Wicks over the top. Arch is too good. They can't beat her.
G'day punters, and welcome back to the Racing Previews podcast, where we will be previewing Goodwood Handicap Day there at Morpheville. They say it's a handicap, but it's actually a set weights and penalties race. It has produced a cracking field this year. We've also got the Hollandale and some good racing at Caulfield, and Gosford has gone to Newcastle. We've got five on the panel tonight. Nico is not joining us tonight, but myself, Ben Caluzzi, Will, Stu Ferenci, good to have you back, mate. Kingsley Bartholomew, good to have you back. And Scott Fitzsimmons, Fizzer, how are you going first, mate? I'll come to you first. Thanks for coming on the Racing Previews podcast for the first time.
Thanks for having me, Ben. Yeah, I'm going really well, mate. I'm looking forward to hopefully helping out a few people find a few winners.
Absolutely. King, how's the confidence levels going into Saturday?
Very, very high, especially in the Goodwood. Thanks for having me back. I can't remember how many winners I tipped last time, but let's look forward and try and find a few for Saturday.
And Stu, you've got another Racing Previews jersey, and it's your day, Goodwood Handicap Day. How are you feeling going into Adelaide's big day?
G'day, boys. Yeah, good this week. After two or three losing weeks, I reckon I had a downswing of 70 or 80 losing bets. But then I managed to get, I had a good chat with Kingzone, some words of wisdom, and managed to get Tuvalu out the chair and Western Empire out the chair. So,
yeah, I'm ready to go. The den sets have been going all right.
Yeah, has been. Den's been going good. So, yeah, work's good, family's good. How's everyone? How are you?
I'm good. Carlton are currently winning by 35 points. So this podcast better be good because I'm missing a Carlton drubbing. Surely we can't bottle this one.
So you'll be up and about then. Bot, how are you?
I'm well. I'm well, thank you, mate. Recovering from COVID that I picked up in Warrnambool. It's the only thing I picked up in from Warrnambool. I didn't back any winners.
Should have backed totally, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, should have. I should have as well. All right. We are going to start at Morpheville, home of the Group 1 this week. Firstly, rail position out 4 metres the entire circuit. Fizzer and Kings, do we have any thoughts around how the track might play? They have been getting down the middle, the crown of the track, but perhaps with that rail coming out, they may stick to the fence a little bit more early.
Yeah, I thought the rail was... Sorry, Kings, you go.
No, go for it.
I thought the rail was, yeah, obviously it was pretty off last time in, and they all came straight to the centre straight away. I didn't look too hard into it, but I can imagine they'll do a pretty similar thing, I reckon, this weekend.
Yep. Yeah, I'm in agreement as well. The track generally plays pretty fair there. And it sort of, it was funny last time, they started getting off the fence and then it ended up back on the fence. So I always think Morphettville plays pretty fair. It's a big, wide open track. And there's never too much bias, I find.
Yep. Well, that's what we love to hear. Let's go straight to race eight, shall we? The Sportswood Goodwood. Amelia's Jewel is the $4.20 favourite from Benedetta, has been well backed into $5.50, shares the same line as Oscar's Fortune on $5.50, IME $7, Johnny Rocker $8.50, Skybird $12, and the Sangster winner, Climbing Start $17. Firstly, lads, speed. Who do we think leads out of Oscar's Fortune and IME? They look to have it between them, and then there's a lot of get back run on horses in this race.
Go, King.
Yeah, it's really interesting, the map here. As you say, there's only, on paper, there's only two, IME and Oscars. And I would love to see IME from barrier one punch forward and actually hold the lead. IME could often over race. And I just love to see her. She's so tough. I just love to see him let her roll a bit. And over that 1,200 with the rail out 4 metres, I think she's going to be awfully hard to go past. If Oscar's Fortunes gets the easy lead in front and crosses and IME sits behind Oscar's Fortune, I can see them going at a slower tempo, which I don't think will suit IME. And with that light weight, I think Oscar's Fortune could be hard to catch. I've got two bets in the race. I am backing IME. Thought the fourth last start was very good. Figures on the board. I prefer IME to Oscar Fortune. The other bet in the race for me is Johnny Rocker, who comes out of a two-length defeat in the TJ, which was a pretty credible run on a heavy eight, which didn't suit. Prior to that, ran second to Imperatriz, which is the highest rating in the race of any horse. Barrier 12, I don't think, will be a disadvantage. I think Johnny Rocker as well should go forward and try and get in at sit about fifth or sixth. So those are the two for me. IME, Johnny Rocker. I'm scared of Oscar's Fortune. And lead me out of the rest, Amelia's Jewel. I heard that they're going to go back. I don't think Amelia's Jewel, I don't think she's a 1,200-metre horse. Benedetta will probably, barrier three, I think, will probably suit, but he's going to need a bit of luck. Going to be hemmed away on the fence. Leave me at a Skybird, what you need. So I'm really confident about this race. IME and Johnny Rocker both, I think IME's about $7.50 and Johnny's about $9, and I'm betting right up in this race.
Beautiful. Fizzer?
Yeah, mate, I've actually found Oscar's Fortune. I think it will go to the lead. And it get a pretty soft time in front, I think. So Pike will give him something to chase. That's my tip in the race.
Huge. Stu, I'll come to you now, mate. I'll throw you the new ball. What do you think in this race?
Yeah, we were obviously chatting about it in the group chat, and the little robot sent his market through for us, which was nice of him. And we managed to snipe opening price of $11 and $9.50 on Oscar's Fortune. So I'm pretty keen on him. I had AJ, my best bet, first up, and Oscar was very impressive. He was just as good in the quokka. And I'm working around Amelia's Jewel because I just can't. She's just too short at favourite again, especially if she's going to get snicked. Mm. And I don't know that the blinkers are going to switch her on that much. And Frosty said, you know, she's looking for further, and everyone thinks she's not a 1200 metre horse. So I like her as a type. I'm going to be on course, obviously going to check her out. She's apparently pretty impressive to look at, very athletic. So obviously Oscar, and then Benny, I know you were keen on one. I'll let you say that. So I had a little dabble at that, and then I didn't mind Learning to Fly. She came out, and then I had a look at Valana, and then he came out. So then I had another
tipping scratchings.
Yeah. And then I thought, well, Climbing Star come from behind Benedetta. Benedetta's $5 and Climbing Star after both of those came out was 17s.
Mm.
So Climbing Star is probably my value in the race, but I'm working around AJ. Obviously, main bet Oscar, a little bet on the one that you'll probably speak about. Benedetta with Jamie, maybe on the day, but yeah, Oscar's going to be my main result.
Yeah, beautiful. I'm having a two bet play in this race, and I'm seeing it very similar to the boys overall. As Stu alluded to, we have taken a good price on Oscar's Fortune. I think he's incredibly hard to beat here. He's proven with a Quokka placing and a Winterbottom placing that he's well up to Group 1 level. He's going to go forward. He either leads or sits OSL to IME. And he also gets a 2 kilo weight swing on Amelia's Jewel out of the Quokka. He's rock hard fit, fourth up. He's probably into his right price now, but we're on at the earlies there. And Johnny Rocker. I think you're probably going to be getting a better horse, a better price than what you should be on this horse because Rhys McLeod is on and not sort of a Blake Shin or a Mark Zara, a more fashionable jockey. But Rhys McLeod did ride this horse two starts back when he got within a neck of Imperatriz. That rating was through the roof. And then to only be beaten two lengths in a TJ Smith when I think he didn't handle the heavy eight track, I think he brings in the best form in this race and the current price is value. So those are the two I center my thoughts around. Amelia's Jewel is obviously the starting point, but I'm against her. I'm just barracking against her for the fact that she wants further. Everyone knows she's not a 1,200 meter horse and I really don't want her to be winning this race because if she's good enough to be beating these at a distance that is well short of her best, she didn't quicken last start. And she's going to go back from the draw. They think the blink is going to add a length or two. I'm just not sure. So I'm going to be taking her on this time around. Will?
Yeah, it looks pretty right to me. they put up the wrong price, obviously. And that's been fixed up. It's, 550, I think, is bang on the right price for Oscar's Fortune. And I've had another look and I've got IME just second pick now. And then Johnny Rocker, but yeah, it looks pretty right to me. Obviously, Amelia's Jewel's pretty short. Like, I think it's interesting. I heard that she's put on 40 kilos over the break, and she's strengthened up, and look like it. She's stronger, not quicker. So, she's very obviously looking for more ground this preparation, and she doesn't have the same zip as she sort of did as a younger horse. So she's
put on. Do you think she gets out, Bot? Or do you reckon because she's Amelia's Jewel, she'll stay firm?
So Tantrum's Labor Day, so I reckon she'll get.
Yeah, I think touch a bit better. Form this preparation says she'll drift, but the SPs will keep her short enough. I think just like she was well backed in the she was well backed in the Quokka. She was well backed first up. Like it's people like her, but I think there's enough evidence to say that she's just not the same at this trip, and she's desperate for 14, 16. So, and the blinkers will go on, but it's a very neat excuse at them for a trainer to use, and these sorts of things don't exactly work like that. But yeah, I agree with Stu. I think Climbing Star is just a little bit too big. I thought it was like a $13 chance rather than a $17 chance, just based on, it beat Benedetta and beat Benedetta last time and it's a much bigger price. It just doesn't make much sense to me. But I guess the map's not perfect for it. But Morpheville's a very spacious track and you can run on. But in this race, on paper, there's not a massive amount of speed. So it'd be interesting to see what happens. But Oscar's Fortune and IME might just steal it. I think it just could possibly happen.
All right, lots of agreement there. Kings, do you have any other bets? Just a quick fire around Morpheville.
I found a horse in that came out of the Sangsters about 20 to 1 called Wonderful Tonight, race 6, number 2. Which I thought was great odds. And there's another roughie earlier on, which I think is a real good hope to run a place. Race 2, number 13, San Telmo Fuego, which is about 33 to 1. I thought back in distance, runs his best races when he is back in distance, and rock hard fit on a 7-day backup. So those were my two sort of longer priced hopes. But I'm really keen on that Goodwood race. I think... Just getting back to the Goodwood, I think it wouldn't surprise me if Oscar starts shorter than Amelia's Jewel. I can't see how Amelia's Jewel's favourite, to be honest with you.
Huge. Fizzer, any other bets
Yeah, mate. I think Kings will find this will come out as a bet for him as well. But Morpheville race one, number five, Kinetic Jewel. Quite liked its trial. Its first up should sit just behind the speed and give us a sight in the straight. And then race two, number 15, Seeking Stardom. Coming out of all the three-year-old races, running really good races. It's only won a maiden three starts back. And then they put it in the deep end the next two starts. I was actually hoping they didn't do that with it after its maiden win because I wanted to be on it the next start. But it's gone around at big prices in these three-year-old races and really run well. And has to beat the older horses, but they're not a great bunch of horses, the older ones. So pretty keen on race two, number 15, Seeking Stardom.
Beautiful. Stu, can this grey go 6 in a row in the fifth? See what I see. It's a bit of an awkward draw, but she's a bit of a favourite of ours, isn't she?
Yeah, she is, and it's my best of the day. So I'll be betting up. I hope I get a little bit better, $1.92. Shin's on, so massive tick there. She's been ultra impressive. The gate's a little bit sticky, but a couple of starts ago, she was in desperate trouble. And so she's got clearly got ability to find a way out of trouble. I think she's the current favourite for the Caulfield Cup. So they've got an opinion of her as a Group 1 horse. So she has to spank this lot. I just can't see anything else in the race that's really going to worry her. So betting up on See What I See. No spoil at the price, obviously. And then the other one... it's a bit of a system bet for me now, and this has come direct from Fizzer. So he tipped Sir Kingsford and Aviatrice, and then last week I stuck thick and got rewarded and he jumped off.
Yes.
And so this week I'm doing the same thing. So I sniped the early price. Aviatrice was $9. I think it's into $6 now.
Tried really well in between runs too.
Yeah.
Beat the horse and I'm tipping in the first.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a system bet for me now, Fizz. So, worked for me last week, so I'm happy to be on Aviatrice as well. So they're my other plays in Adelaide.
Beautiful. That's race six for those following along at home. I agree with Stu for what it's worth. See What I See. I think we'll get a better price than the $2 or $1.95 currently on offer. I think Sione will be backed, but I just think 2,000 metres suits See What I See a little bit more. Sione still needs to prove that she can run the distance, and she's by winning Rupert out of a miler mare, and I'm just not sure if she'll get the 10 furlongs. She's got a big weight, so I'm with See What I See, and I think we'll get better on the day. All right, let's go across to...
I've got something.
Do you now?
Bot. Do you now? Bot in Adelaide.
You said you had a look at Victoria.
Get out of my town, robot.
I had a look at race four, and the autumn bell is... screaming for further, and she's been taken back from wide barriers for forever, and she can posse up further forward from gate one, and Harvest Moon, who's the daughter of a Victoria Oaks winner, Pino, who ran big splits at in the chairman's last time, I think it was. So yeah, those two. I think the favourite's a bit short.
Mm. The autumn sun is absolutely killing it with his staying progeny at the moment. So there's a tip. Mm. All right, let's get up to the Sunshine State. This meeting was meant to be on the Gold Coast, but we know their track is playing absolutely cast at the moment. So it's been transferred to the Sunny Coast. The Hollandale is race seven. We're racing Rail True on a heavy 10. Huerto is the $3.40 favorite from Kovalika, $4.20. Just Folk on the backup after the win last start is $7. Mighty Ulysses, $8. Deny Knowledge, $14. She looks the main leader in the race. Kings and Fizzer, how do you think this race might pan out?
Kings?
I'm not keen on this race. Heavy track up there. I thought the market looked pretty right. I do think Kovalika will drift in the market a little bit, but there wasn't a lot of value there for me. The only horse I was interested in was Le Don de V, which hasn't raced for 588 days. And Kieran Maher, who's absolutely flying, has taken the horse up there. So 20 to 1, I could spec it. But apart from that, I can't offer you much. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Fun fact about Le Don de V, Kieran Maher actually says it is one of, if not the best wet tracker in his stable. So There's a good arm.
You might have just talked us into betting, I think, Benny, because I've got Lodonda V top pick as well.
Wow.
So 20-1, why not have something on, I reckon.
Beautiful. Yeah, I don't have too much to say about this race, but we know a few good men who own Just Folk, who's on the back up, does like a wet track, and 1,800 metres probably suits. What do you think of his chances?
What's the track up there like? Is it?
Heavy 10.
It's a 10 at
the
line.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they reckon really going to get much better.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought that was just because my thing was being weird because it's been transferred. But yeah, okay, that's interesting. Yeah, it'll be testing then, so that makes interesting for the first up horses, but because there's a lot of them here because they obviously they're resuming to go to the Q22 and races like that.
Durban Cup.
But yeah. Huaytor was really good last time, but was on the hot rail and it was really fast time, but it had the sort of saloon passage up the inside and it's drawn 14 here. So you'd imagine it's going to get back and regress off that run, but it's going for three Hollandales in a row. And the other one's Kovalika, who's second pick in the market. And
he's going for three Doomin Cups in a row.
Oh, is that? It's not this one.
Zaki okay. won this race 3 years in a row. Huerta's going for the Doomin Cup 3 years in a row, yeah.
Right. Kovalika's, he's not going the best this preparation. He's sort of, but he keeps drawing wide barriers and Chris Waller just taking him back and giving him too much to do. But yeah, it's an interesting one because you get the sort of front runner that might just be able to steal it. And hopefully that's Just Folk. He likes a wet track. I thought Hu Yamal might have been value at the price, but I'm not, after hearing it's a heavy 10, I'm not I'm not confident in that anymore. But yeah, Lodonda V as well. He's probably one of the better wet trackers. And one first up last preparation, beating Tuvalu. And that sounds like decent form. So yeah, I don't bet up here. Don't have many opinions, but a horse like Mighty Ulysses, that won really well last preparation in fast time. So
I don't have too much to add. Huerta and Kovalika probably both going to be negative from the draws, looking towards the Doomben Cup. Maybe not a whole lot of intent here. So they're obviously the two to beat, but maybe I just suspect Lodonda V and come with the lads. Stu, anything?
No, just cheering for Tyson Adrian, really. So good luck, boys, with Just Folk. I've specced, very small bet on Fizz and King's tip. And then I didn't mind that Naval College. I don't know what its form and data's like, but I don't know. It's just a winner. You know my form analysis. If it's got a picket fence. it must go all right.
Can't beat winning form.
I think it was dual nommed though, so I don't know where it's racing yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Does look a good race for Just Folk anyway. 1,800 metres, probably on the upper of his limit and heavy track. All right, Kings and Fizzer, any other bets in Queensland before we go to Caulfield?
Mate, I like economics in the last race, which is a horse that hasn't raced for a while as well. Another first upper that's drawn wide and loves a heavy track. Has changed trainers from Neesham's gone to Kendrick up there now. And won a trial on a heavy track pretty impressively and has been gelded. So I think it's about $5 in the market at the moment. And I think come the last race at the Sunny Coast, out wide might be the place to be.
Yeah, that's huge.
The ultimate gear change, King Zone.
That's it.
Lost his nuts.
Oh, yuck.
Two stone lighter.
It hurts, I think. Hopefully I never find out. If I don't start backing a few winners, my wife might come in with a big big shears.
Fizzer, Stu, any other bets?
I've found the same as Kings, mate. I'm on economics in the last. It's trial and the heavy, and I think it goes well. We'll just see what happens come race day, barrier 18. But I don't think that'll be a problem because I think it'll push forward. And it's 1,000 metres, so it's got to go around the big bend and storm down the centre like they do at Sunshine Coast. That's sort of my main play there for the day. I've got a couple of others, but just got to wait for scratchings to see how it all sort of pans out.
Yep. Stu, I know you were pretty keen on perspiration in the fourth. Do you have any others?
Yeah, so I got those two. So I thought perspiration, I took the 5 or 550, was backed into 390. MZ gate 4, it was ultra impressive beating Snack Bar, who came out and franked that form last weekend. And its main danger, Imperial Force, I think it's dual nom, but if it starts here, it's from gate 19. So I hated that. For its map. And then the other one, similar sort of scenario, was this, what race is it? Is it race 8 maybe? Let me find it. Yeah, race 8, horse 19. Visually super impressive. I don't know what the data's like, this red breast, but Gay Bot, Clark, gate 3. Again, just thought jump straight to the front, lead, it'd be mighty hard to run down.
Not so in the field yet, third emergency, but I've got a few pushes for that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it an emergency for yourself? There you go.
Yeah, it's the third emergency. There's one out already, so needs a couple more scratchings to get in.
Okay.
Sweet. They ran really fast in that Kensington race.
Did it very fast. Did it go on the clock as well as it did visually, Bob?
Yeah, really fast.
Yeah, okay.
Sweet. All right. Bit of something there for everyone and seeing eye to eye in a lot of races. Let's go south to Caulfield. Currently a good four, railed true for the first time in a while. How do we think that might play? Is there potential that it might be a little bit fence on with fresh ground to the inside?
It usually is there at Caulfield. Last meeting there we saw it was out 7 or 8 metres, and unusually like Caulfield, when the rail is in the true, when it's out, he struggles sort of to lead there, and we saw that. But yeah, back in the true, I'd say on pace for sure. Back to the old Caulfield.
Sweet as. All right, let's get tucked into the market of race 8, which is, there's no feature racing, but I would say this is the best race of the day. It's a benchmark 100 over 1,400 metres. Devoted is the $4.80 favourite from Bankmore, $6. Gentleman Roy, $6.50. Classy horse, we get to see him for the first time in a while. King Magnus, $7. Jigsaw, trying 1,400 metres, is $8. Shock 'em Over, $8. And Edison, the big price last start winner, is $9.50. Firstly, mapping this race, lads. There looks a fair bit of speed with Jigsaw, Edison, Military Expert, and Gentleman Roy all sort of vying for the lead.
Mm. Yeah, Devoted's got to kick up too.
There is a lot of pace in this race for sure. And I had Gentleman Roy as the horse I wanted to back, but that's what really, really worries me about the race is the pace that's drawn underneath him. So he has to punch forward and hopefully gets 1-1 in the race. But I thought it was a hard race. The two horses that I could be on are Gentleman Roy and number 8 Devoted, which I think will be the horse that gets the nice run just behind them, can sit a bit closer, down in the weights a bit as well. And first up run was a complete forgive run. So those are the two. I think Gentleman Roy will be easy in the market and Devoted will be well back. But those are the two I'm going to have small bets on.
Huge. Fizzer, any bets in this race?
Yeah, bet on number 11, Shock 'em Over for me. I'm going to hopefully buck the trend of the leaders winning. There is good speed. It'll be last. So I'm hoping by race 8 they can storm down the centre of the track.
Huge. I'm going to back Devoted in this race. There's a bit of $5.50 around in the corpse. Look, if you go back and watch this horse's first up run, it was a complete forgive over 1,200 metres. It was probably one of the better 11ths you'll ever see. All you have to do is go back and look at this horse's Caulfield form last prep. Big winner, second up. SP, $2.50, beat Here to Shock. Great performance. Carried Tatum Bull that day. Now gets Jayla Kennedy, another 3 kilo claimer. But I would have her a classier rider over Tatum Bull, and I think she's going really well. Bot might be able to tell you just how well she's going in a second. I think she gets the complete suck run here from Barrier 1 in behind a hot tempo, and she gets a with the 3 kilos off, she actually gets him with 53 kilos. So she's is level with Shock 'em Over at the weights down at the bottom. So I'm pretty keen can bounce back. I don't think you'll miss if you go each way $5.50. Might just need it. Touch of luck at the top of the straight with a gap opening, but usually with the tempo on, you do get those gaps opening up. So happy to have a bet there. Stu and Will, anything?
Jayla Kennedy is 8 from her last 50, going at 1.6 times the market expectation. So she's wins versus the market expectation. Sorry. So she's airborne. So she's an apprentice to follow, especially through these, like, while the other, the big jockeys are sort of out in Adelaide and up in Queensland. She's the apprentice I think you want to be honing in on. And Ethan Brown as well, who we'll talk about in a second. But yeah, this race, it's a mess, to be honest. Like, if I wanted to back something, it'd be Savannah Cloud. But I think Devoted's probably the right price. King Magnus is the right price. Jenna Roy is the right price. Yeah, I didn't really want to bet at all in this race. It's doesn't appeal to me at all. Yeah, it's a tough race. There's other betting races on the day.
Yep, sweet. And Stu, anything?
Yeah, I just came with you, Benny, with Devoted. And then I like Shockamover as well. And then I saw Fizz with it on the Saturday set. So they're the two I've played.
Huge.
But nothing else to add.
Any other bets at Caulfield Kings?
I just had a look. I'm still doing some work on the meeting, but I just had a look at the computer. There was a couple of decent bets there. Race 2, number 1, Crackerjack Prince, which is about $9 or $10. And race 6, the 11... Albanian I Am. Those were the two main overlays just from the computer.
Huge. Fizzle?
No, I haven't found anything clear in any of the other races there at Caulfield. Mm-hmm. I'll hopefully find a few throughout the day and see whether I can find a winner there, but nothing for me early.
Beautiful. All right, before we let you go, Stu and Will, we'll stay on for another 15 minutes or so and just go through Caulfield quickly. But King and Fizz, we got two listener questions.
Yep.
First one is for you, Fizzer.
Yep.
It's from RP Fan, which is our own fan on Twitter, it seems to be.
Is that for real?
Do you prefer a Whiz Fizz or a fizzy drink? Bit of a funny one.
I have to say the kids prefer the Whiz Fizz and I'd prefer a fizzy drink, I think.
is there any added meaning behind the Fizzer nickname, or was it just
okay. It came from the boys I play golf with. We go away with a group of guys golfing, and just one of the boys came up with it one day. It wasn't my original nickname was Fitzy, standard Australian last name Fitzsimmons, Fitzy last name abbreviated, and my golfing mate decided the Fizzer was one, and then I just, when we started Wolf Den, he had to come up with a handle, and I just put the Fizzer, and now it's stuck.
Love that. And Kings, you might be very well equipped to answer this one. A bit more of a serious one from Tyson Hunter. What data sets does the AI, the Wolf Den AI, analyze, and how are they sourced and curated? What variables does the AI consider when making these predictions?
Oh, what variables does it consider? There's a long, long list. So let me just go through probably what the main ones are, which would be obviously the finishing time of the race is a huge one. The sectional times are in there as well. Mapping's a very important one. The pace of the race for today, the barrier, the track bias, the anything down to the breeding of the horse, obviously the jockey change, the trainer, jockey's intent. Like, there's so many different factors that go into the final number. That final number, that bullet rating is hundreds of different variables and combinations of variables as well. The distance of the race, the distance change, how the horses perform, the patterns of the past form, the runs from the from spell, where the horses peaked is a very good one as well. If you sort of look back at a horse's form and find where it's peaked and trying to nut down on those, like I tipped the thing in Adelaide at 33-1 that I struggled to pronounce. I said it's back in distance and it had done well previously. That's sort of looking back at horses' patterns. So that's very important as well. But even the fluctuations, the past fluctuations and price of the horse as well. So I could go on and on and on and talk for hours about it. But everything I can think of is in there.
Yeah, beautiful. Santelmo Fuego starts 75. So if you get that home, you're a dead set genius.
Let's hope. If he runs a place, I'll be very happy.
Yeah. Quick plug, mate. How can people get on the Den? It's obviously on the App Store website as well.
Yeah, download from the App Store. Just type in Wolfden and download the app. You can also go to wolfden.ai on the web, which will give you access to all the AI products on there. Sign up and get a membership, $29.95 for the week. Tomorrow, all the AI, if you've got a membership, is free. On Saturday, it's free. Tomorrow night at Cranbourne's free as well for members. So $29.95 a week for every meeting on Saturday.
Huge. Get on, sign up, punters. All right, I think we've done well to get through three states quickly in half an hour. Thank you very much for coming back on, Kings and Fizzer. Very nice to meet you, mate.
Thanks for having us, boys. Cheers.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
See you in the den, boys.
See you, boys.
All right, how good was that, punters, to have two of the pros on the den in Kingsley and Fizzer? Stu, we haven't had you on the mic a whole lot so far. We tried to get through that quickly because we were on the clock a little bit. But, mate, how are you going? And it's great to have you back on.
Yeah, thanks, boys. It's always good to be back on, chatting to some good mates. Yeah, life's well. Pretty nice weather in Adelaide at the moment, actually. Everywhere else in Australia seems to be wet tracks and pissing with rain, and we've had about 2 weeks of just sunshine and 23, and we've got another 10 days of it. So I'll be there on Saturday, get to see a few good horses. It's the first time in a while we've actually probably had some really good interstate horses here, so I'm excited.
It's been a good carnival in Adelaide.
Yeah, and like, you know, people that I respect in the game, like, you know, Nick Noonan says that she's a really impressive type. Amelia's Jewel, very fit and athletic. So I'm excited to see her as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. I reckon Adelaide's some of the better weather around Australia because I'm not a big fan of humidity. So sometimes Sydney and Queensland is all humid and Adelaide is like that happy medium and I love it.
Well, you boys know you always can come to my place whenever you come visit. I think Tice is coming down for some work, so he'll be able to come down. I live in a beautiful part of the world down here at Victor Harbour. Our beaches are unreal. If we had our summer weather all year round, it'd be it'd be much busier than what it is, I reckon.
Yep.
It does get very cold and wet. For whatever reason, we've just got a really nice patch at the moment. So,
and how'd you actually come to meet those fellas and sort of get your hoof on the till at the den?
Well, long story short, I was on Twitter, or as it's now called, X, and I literally used it for racing and racing only, just for information and people's tips and stuff. And then, you know, there's a lot of shit on X, Benny, as you know, and but there's a lot of junk, and ever since Elon's bought it, I've seen it, something funny the other day. Someone asked him, did you buy this for $40 billion or $50 billion just to rag dump on people? And he was like, yep. So when the boys release Wolf, then it's effectively the same thing, but it incorporates betting as well into it, and it's all just racing and sport. So there's no crap in there. Yeah, I don't know how many members they've got, or any. I think it's maybe 30,000 or 40,000. I think that are in there.
A few more than the 6 day.
Yeah, but it's you know, but they're probably not like that's not all paid members. I wouldn't have thought like there's you can still be a free member of Wolf Den, and I still download the app and see, you know, follow Kingsley and follow the Fizzer and. You know, Chris Camilleri is in there and Dan O's in there and stuff like that. So all the knowledge I guess I used to get from Twitter, I can now get through Wolf Den without all the bullshit.
Yeah.
So hence why I don't have it anymore.
Yeah, that's fair enough. All right, Bot, I hope you're loading up all your screens because we're coming straight back to you. Caulfield, okay. Race 1, Stanley Express is $2.90 favourite. He won the showdown on debut. What is that, $1 million race, something like that? He's $2.90 favorite from Bridal Waltz, $6. That Archie's Girl, $8. Denial, $8.50. And Sociable, $9. Keen to see who you've got here.
I hope me and Bot go head to head here. I really do.
The Showdown was really bad. The winner was good. It was well backed and sort of was taken back from the wide barrier and took a gap and sprinted well the last 200 meters and won like a good horse. But that rating is you know, it's pretty weak. So I want to be against it, especially at the price as well. And Stormberg in the same race ran third, running big splits and was had a and Stanley Express had a much more economical trip. So I'd like, you know, you can make a case that you can have them a lot closer than what they are in betting, but the one I liked was Sociable, who comes through a Cranbourne maiden won by Angel Capital, who will win the JJ Atkins. And it was it's like $5 now, so not really, but
no. Where's my shout out for that, Ben?
All right, Stu, thank you very much. Stu's our man
just
who actually
pause my case for you to tout something, but yeah go ahead.
Right. Will, shut up.
100%. Me better on overs here.
I always ask Stu to request my futures prices because some of my accounts are a little bit marked. And he requested the horse. Was it Angel Capital?
Yeah.
In the JJ. And we're on at $26. And
before the debut or after the debut?
After the debut.
After.
Jeez, all right.
The first one was Sports Bet and I sent it to Benny and it was 14, I reckon.
Yeah, 40.
And then I sent the next one and I was like, hello.
Bet365 can often slip up because they're an international betting company and they don't really focus on some of these maiden wins and just how good they are. So there's a tip for your punters. Anyway, sorry, Bot. Back to your tip.
Yeah. Anyway, it was sort of held up and I think it'll at Caulfield, there's only the one turn and I think it'll be able to blend into the race, might even sit in the 1-1 or just a little bit further than that. I like it a lot. I think the splits at Ren were really nice. It comes out of a nice race too. So I wanted to be against Stanley Express. And the other one I could have something on, it's a debutant. It's not my go, but I thought Tropicus's trials were really nice. I'm hoping Bridal Waltz comes out because Muji did say it was likely to come out from the wide barrier. They got likely to scratch and wait for another race. So hopefully it scratches and I can have Sociable and Tropicus and just to beat the favorite. But because I am a little bit scared of Bridal Waltz and I'm not a trial man, but the trials were obviously quite good. So I'm scared of it. And it's a very well-related horse. So, but yeah, so at the moment I've only backed Sociable and I'll try and back Tropicus on the day, I think.
Yeah. So Sociable is actually owned by Sheikh Mohammed Al Maktoum, who is the owner of Without a Fight, Royal Champion, some of those really good horses. This horse is by Yes, 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 an Everest winner out of Work Drinks. Work Drinks is the mare of Inhibitions. So,
oh, is it?
There's a bit of breeding for you.
No, even I didn't know that.
All right, let's go to the second.
Hang on.
Oh, sorry. You've got a bet.
I'm going head to head here with that little robot.
You're like the favorite.
Yeah, I'm balls deep. Stanley Express. I thought that win was super impressive. I don't care what your little computer says. It's drifted out a little bit too because I haven't backed it yet, which is great. So we might even get $3. But I could probably I'm looking at it at the moment as well. Like Sociable is about $10, so I can probably save on it. But I like that was a super impressive win, and they launched that on debut. And Nolan on gate six, like gun heavyweight jockey. I think you just got to be on again, don't you?
Yep, come out in case.
You don't like it?
Feel sorry. I don't have too much opinion on this race. I could come with you both. I just feel sorry for Luke Nolan. He's obviously lost the ride on I Wish I Win. He's only just found out recently. So anyway, that's the game, isn't it?
J-Mac's got it, didn't he?
Yeah. J-Mac will stick with I Wish I Win in the Doombin 10,000.
If Robot's kicking up for a horse that's at $10 and then you've got the favourite at $3, I don't think you can go wrong backing them both.
Yeah. All right, I reckon the robot's in the favourite here, though. He's Beset is the $2.80 favourite in race two from Cuban Link, $6. Georgie Get Mad, $7. Paperboy, $7. Crackerjack Prince, $9. And Seb Song, $9.50. Botta, he's Beset, has the form around Jimmy Starr from last preparation, and he's been trialling very, very well.
Yeah, but Jimmy Starr's a cat. He is so overhyped, that horse.
It's still pretty good form for a benchmark 70.
His SPs are like $1.30 and he's getting smoked.
He's resuming. The blinkers go on for the first time, which is interesting. And I noticed that they put the blinkers on in the second trial in it. It was a very nice trial. So he ran to his New Zealand form last preparation. He ran to 89, and the sectionals sort of indicate that there's a little bit more coming with that. So I wouldn't be surprised if he runs a new career peak, second prep in Australia. I think he can roll forward from the inside barrier, and I think he's more like a 260 chance of betting $3 at one particular joint, 290, some other ones, if you know. And I could, what price is it now? Sharp Response is another one. It's probably the right ish price now, but I could get involved in Sharp Response if it was to drift back out. But I'm quite keen on He's Beset. I think that the blinkers going on first up is a pretty nice indication of the stable having it there to go, and I like it.
Sharp Response looked like a horse like when it first came on the scene, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Don't know it was if a good 2 year old, really, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, but it ran some nice splits.
Sorry, you go, Bot.
It ran some nice splits last time, and it might be just ready to do something. There's been a little bit of a push for it early, so. I could get involved if it gets back out, but not. I wouldn't take the price now, but 20s or something, I could get involved.
Yeah. Is that the same? This He's Beset, is this a Kiwi horse?
Yep.
Is that the same owners as that Catalyst, that thing that went head to head?
Yeah, Catalyst.
Alligator blood.
Same colours.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it looks like.
Well, you know your horse is in this.
Which one's that?
Have a look, and it's already looking like another pagan roar.
Oh, the pagan horse.
Tens into sixes.
Yeah. Won at 1,200 metres last time. Yeah, had a good result.
Because it's your horse.
Dakota Keen. When was that? That was, what, about a year ago now. Anyway, good memories.
Sharp Response. He was very stiff not to win both the Mornington Guineas and a Bendigo Guineas going back a little while now. So, yeah. That's where we all remember him from. Let's go to race three. Our Red Morning is $4.80 favorite. This is a 1,400-meter benchmark 78 for the fillies and mares. Fancify is $5. Brazen Lady is $6. Jenny Jerome, $9.50. BL Bay, $10. But you're at the top of the market again.
I am. Yeah, the favorite is it was sort of necked from the wire barrier first up. And did a lot of running through the line. The last 800 meters is large and like through the line as well. I'm not a through the line guy, but he was she was in front past the post about 20 meters and looks very so. You look through last preparation. There was one at Mornington and there were big indicators in the sectionals, and it went to Caulfield and it won by 3 running away from them. And then it went to Sandown and run massive splits and put up its career peak rating. Then it pulled up with Cardiac Arrhythmia, I think, behind Nunthorpe, and sort of just I think it got checked for a run at Caulfield. So, you know, there's a lot of there's a case that this is a horse that is a lot better than what we've seen so far, and it's been disguised as a horse that might, you know, like the, just disguised with sectionals like the. The on paper where it's finished is not reflective of its actual talent. So from barrier one, it's got lots of speed. It actually led that day when it posted its peak career rating. So I think they'll be positive. And Ethan Brown's riding, who I spoke about before, who is smashing the mark at the moment. The last 50 rides, 14 from his last 50, placing 54% of the time, median price $8.26, and 1.67 wins versus the market expectation, or wins over the market expectation. So, yeah, I really like Our Red Morning. I'm scared of Brazen Lady, who made a bit of a wide run on the day where you had to be inside at Caulfield last time, but it'd need to go to a big new peak to beat Our Red Morning, I think. And Tropicone is one I might just have a small chop on. I've got it $8. The market has it $11. So, yeah.
Sweet. Stu, you got anything in that race?
Maybe. Purely just for the namesake. Number 5. Greatest named horse ever, apart from Why Kick a Moo Cow. Thank God's dumber. Oh, you wouldn't even been born when Why Kick a Moo Cow was racing.
Never heard of it.
What a horse. So, no, I don't have anything to add, but, you know, I might have a $5 bet on it purely for its name.
Sweet. And then race 9. To wrap everything up. Race 5, sorry. 2,500-meter benchmark, 84. Let's Be Frank, Baby, $4. Sing for Peace, $5. Garage Chico, $6.50. Taramansor, $7.50. Hoops, $7.50. And Dakiri, $7.50.
Sounds like Carlton's kicked a goal. Yeah, I'm going Ethan Brown again.
That's my brother going off. Christian Petrarca single-handedly put Melbourne on his back and brought him back into it. He's kicked 5. Carlton up by 1 point.
Wow. What? Are you joking?
And you're missing this. You're missing this.
Crazy scenes.
Well, we've also got to
do. We've also got to do race 4, Benny, because we got bets in race 4.
What am I doing here? I'm backing Let's Be Frank, Baby. Who that race went really well, actually. The Barclays Square race, the Vobis Gold Heath. They went really quick there because it was obviously an inside vantage day, so they all wanted to be on pace in the staying race. So that went really quickly, and I think it found Let's Be Frank, Baby out. Like, it's that was a big career peak, but the pace of the race was like it was a true piece of form. So I think like this is a horse that won the South Australian Classic, like the not the Oaks, the 2,500-meter one, and like there were so like it. This is a very obviously a mile and a half horse, and it's only had the one time past 2,000 meters. So off a career peak last time up to 2,500 meters, fourth up. It's been smashing the line. It's this preparation, like the first up and second up, it's run big splits. So I think they'll be positive from gate 9 at 2,400 meters. And I think it'd just be a little bit too classy for them. I'm scared of Daiquiri, who is going to be on speed, and Sing for Peace as well, but it's only second up. So, yeah, I'm quite keen on Let's Be Frank, Baby.
All right. Carlton, hang on and win by 1 point. Take a deep
breath. Did they
win? Yeah. Sorry, Stu. I was distracted, but we will go back to race 4.
You're fine. All good, bro.
Oh, mate. The heart is going a million miles now. How about me getting cocky at the start of the podcast? Gee, we're up by 40 points at one stage.
Did our same game multi get up?
Nah, Hewitt came out of the game. So it was refunded.
Hewitt and Nick Newman. Fucking useless.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to get my bets back on because I was at footy, so it is what it is. It's a return. It's a win. And Carlton wins, so that's the main thing. Race 4, 1,600-meter, 3-year-old race. Alphingston is $2.70. Favorite from Shaw, $5.50. Knucklebone, $6.50. Fist of Fury, $7. SK, $13. And Shoeless, $14. I'm having a bet here on Alphingston. I've taken $3 at Top Sport. I think this horse sets up really well. It's fourth up. She's probably going to be in the box seat from barrier 1. We don't need to read out Jayla Kennedy's stats again, but she's absolutely flying. I thought she beat a pretty good horse last start in Modian. I don't think the ratings out of the race are anything special, but, gee, he just looks stronger and stronger as that race went on. Sort of Modiang got to his flank, and then his late strength in the race was really good. And I think she'll only benefit from that. She's a three-year-old filly staying at the mall. And she's racing a few horses here, her only sort of either second up or second start. Shaw was really good on debut, but it's not easy to go from debut straight to this race. Draws barrier 10 of 10. It's not going to be easy for it. Knuckle Bones is probably the danger, in my opinion. But if it races at Cranbourne on Friday night, I think it's a really good bet. I think it goes around in race 6 at Cranbourne. So if it's here, I think it's a bit of a danger, but I'm hoping it goes to Cranbourne and wins that race. Fist of Fury, it's got to give us the best part of 5.5-6 kilos at the weights. So I'm pretty keen Elphinstone can win again. I think it's a filly with tremendous talent, and it's only going to be, as I said, benefited from staying at 1,600 metres. But Stu, you've got something that bigger odds?
Yeah, I can't remember when I backed it on debut, and I backed it in the group chat. I can't remember why or when. I think it was against something that had trialed like a rocket. Is it pronounced My Xanadu? Is that how you say it? No, horse 6?
Sounds right. Yep.
Yep.
My Xanadu. Yeah, so it's got
impeccable. It's out of a good mare.
Yeah, impeccable breeding, Fast Net Rock, against a mare that I actually was around in my time in racing, Lights of Heaven. She came over to South Australia and beat one of the horses I strapped in a Oaks or something. So it's got impeccable breeding. So the step up in trip, like, I'm not worried about at all. It'll get the trip. And I just thought, I took a piece of the $21 opening each way, and I got $4.40 the place. And then I'm probably happy to come with Benny. I spoke to you about it a bit, and I was a bit worried about the apprentice on, given what happened last week with the apprentice. But obviously it's a different jock and she's flying. So yeah, I'll probably come with on Elphinstone, but I think have something on horse 6, My Xanadu, if that's how we say it.
Yep, sweet as. All right, let's jump across to race 9. I think I'm in the clear now. Fellas, have a think about your back lay prey, because that's what we're going to after this race. It's a 1,600 metre benchmark 84. Frigid is a $2.70 favourite. From Papillon Club into 550, well backed. Lethal Thoughts 850, Farflung 950, Furious $11, and Mr. Mojo Rising $12. But you and I are seeing eye to eye here.
Yeah, my computer shits off again, but it's on. I'm on Papillon Club in the 9th race to beat Frigid. Frigid was good last time, but Papillon Club was wide and made a sustained run from the back of the field on a day that was very, very hard to do that. It draws barrier 1, and like you look through its form, like it's, and it steps up to the mile. Which its best form is over, like its best sort of ratings are at the mile, like of being beaten a nose to Revolutionary Miss in the CUNY, beating Nunthorpe and Shuffle Dancer, and then it won the Alexandra, a Group 3 race at Moonee Valley. Like, blinkers on, up in trip, fourth up, up to the mile. I think it just has to firm. It'll get to its sort of best ratings, and I think it's I could make it favorite if I wanted to, but I don't particularly want to, so I've got it $3.90, and that's good enough for me. It's $6, and I am really, really keen. I think it's my best bet of the day, Papillon Club. I don't want to make it favorite. I think Frigid's a worthy favorite in the race. It ran nice time, and the market loves it, so it's fourth up. It can go again 100%. It can run a new peak rating, but I think Papillon Club has just got that. I think Papillon Club's a better horse, and that's not really saying too much. I think it's a group winner. It's got some really good form, and it's just it's just screaming for a mile, I think. So I'm really keen on Papillon Club.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm seeing this race exactly the same. Papillon Club has been getting back in races over 1,200 metres and 1,400 metres. She's going to be a lot more further forward from barrier 1 over the mile. She gets the blinkers on for the first time. It's absolutely go time. And we trust Celine Gaudrey to get the job done. Little 1.5 kilo claim. Frigid's hard enough to beat, but just looks short enough at the price. And Tatum Bull, 3 kilo claimer, I think she's going to drift a little bit more, and I wouldn't be shocked at all if Papillon Club comes in even more. So it's already had a bit of backing. There have been some key scratchings as well. So sort of take both into account with the price it is now, but I'm happy to take $6 Papillon Club. Going back to the Alexandra Stakes, I think it won at Moonee Valley. Monster performance over 1,600 metres. And if she's getting back to that, or even the run where she ran second to Revolutionary Miss, I think she should be winning a benchmark 84. So you can even back each way if you want at the price. I think she can hit back in a big way here. Stu?
No, I had nothing in that race. I've got nothing for you in that race.
That's right. Do you have anything else around the grounds?
I'll come with if Bots, that's his best of the day, and it's $6 against a $3 favourite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
No, but I had a bit of an interest in, it was in Gosford, but I think it's been moved now, hasn't it? It's in Newcastle.
Yeah, Newcastle.
So just out wide, I was interested in this Tavvy time. So it's obviously down in the weights, gets Gibbo on, and it's about $3 in the coast, they calling it. I think it goes all right in the wet. And then if it is a bit leaderish, in race 9, horse 2, Mogo Magic.
Yep.
So they were the two out wide that I had in Newcastle.
Yep. Sweet as. All right. Backlay Praybot. You've already told us your best bets. Race 9, Caulfield, Papillon Club. But have you got anything else?
My prey will be the one in race 1. I think it's sociable. And I'll lay the favourite in that race, I think.
Huge.
Stanley Express.
So see what I see. Best bet in Adelaide, closely followed by Perspiration in Queensland. Back lay, I guess I'd have to go AJ, but I don't know, like King said, that she's actually going to start favourite. But I'm sort
That's
of
right, sinking, she's favourite at the moment.
Yeah, I'm sort of sinking the boots into Amelia's Jewel, so probably she can be my lay. And then Prey is that my Xanadu at $21, but I think you can still get 16, 17s.
All right. I'll go my best bet, actually. Race 4 at Caulfield, Alphinstone. But I'm very keen, same as Stu, on race 5, Morfettville, see what I see. I think we'll get a little bit better than the $2 currently being shopped. My lay of the day, you know what, let's make it Huetor in the Hollandale, race 7, Sunshine Coast. I think Kovalika can potentially beat at home. Just Folk is right in the game. We'll be up there on speed. And LaDonde V, as we spoke about, is a great wet tracker. So just don't know if the intent will be there for Huetor. Obviously got the Dream Passage up the rail, up the fast lane last start, draws barrier 14 this time around. And I'm just not sure if he's an acceleration horse. So if he is getting well back in the run from the barrier, it might just be a bit of an STI. Looking forward to the group ones coming up. So happy to stick the pen through him. My best each way will be, it's not quite $10, but Johnny Rocker in the Goodwood. I'm backing Oscar's Fortune as well, but Johnny Rocker at $9, I think that's a pretty good bet given he brings in the best form in the race, gets him with 54.5 kilos.
Yep.
Right, a couple of questions and then we will wrap up the podcast.
We'll go on at Geelong tomorrow, if the punters want.
Yep.
I took 460 Thunder Award. On debut, it went 9 above the last 400 metres. Ridiculous splits. Gets Blake Shin on to win.
All right.
It's going to get back though, so I'm shit scared of that. But yeah, it's a good horse.
RP Fan 121.
I want to know who that actually is.
We've got our own burner.
It's definitely not a real fucking. It's definitely just someone we know.
It's got to be someone in the chat. It just has to be.
Yeah.
Because this is one of the questions. Owners of Just Folk are a bunch of flogs, but do you reckon here's a chance on Saturday?
Wow.
Who is it? Who is this?
Yeah, he's a chance because the two favourites are going to get back to near last. You'd think so.
Trolls everywhere on Twitter.
I think he's definitely second or third pick, depending on what you want to do with Kovalika, because if you really want to gap him, you can gap him.
I was listening to the Racing and Sports podcast before, and Kovalika was there, Dono.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, he ran in the QE last start, and he was only sort of a length off Cascadian and not far off Mr. Brightside. So I know his form prior to that was a bit icky, but he'd be on top for nine.
Yeah. They reckon Stuart, he doesn't go a yard in the wet. So
don't know about that. We'll soon find out. Stuart, do you love RP or the Benmore? I'm pretty sure they were meant to say the Den, but this is RP fan again, his final question.
Do I love RP or the Den more?
Yep.
Not answering that.
Oh, that's right. The boys are gone now.
Well, put it this way. Put it this way. I pay Ben and they pay me.
Yeah. There you go.
I won the Wolf Den. For those that don't know, I won the Wolf Den comp. And it was like $1,400 straight in my kitty.
There you go. He's burnt it all around.
I subbed to Ben's service, which cost me, I can't remember, $130.
$130, but you paid $260. I don't have the time
or the patience to do the actual data, so Bot and Ben do that for me.
Stu and I had a head-to-head bet, Romantic Warrior versus Prognosis, and it might have cost him a little bit more.
That was fucking proper sick. That horse should have won.
Definitely should have won. But keep an eye on it because it might be coming for a Cox plate.
No. For real?
Might be. The crew are heading out to Japan and they're putting their best recruiting shoes on. So keep an ear out.
Got Equinox for us.
How far does it win by?
Oh, fuck, 25 lengths.
Yeah, what if it misses the start by 25 lengths?
Okay,
it'll win. Won't matter.
It'll win by a nose. Yeah. Jay Martina, does she win Amelia's Jewel? Barrier 9, third up, got everything going for her with the blinkers.
No.
We're saying no.
She obviously can. Like, she's got
She can.
She's got talent, but it's just for us as punters, it's just the price. Like, yeah. Seriously, what price do we back her? Eights if she gets out to eights?
Oh, no,
tens?
No. Like, I think she's a sort like $5 is probably $5.50 is probably her right price. Like, $8, she's obviously a bet. But if you compare her SP in this race compared to the Quokka, which featured Overpass, who would probably be favorite.
Mm.
In the Goodwood, then all of a sudden, like, I don't know. I think she'll get out to a price where if you do like her, you'll get a price to find out.
But what did you have her in your market again? You had about $10 or $12, didn't you? Can't remember.
I had it like $8, I think.
Hmm. Okay. I'd have her like $5.50, $6.
So but, yeah,
like it's what have we got?
She's
she's
probably the horse. Look, I'm not with her, and I've just made her my lay. But she's probably the horse I'm most excited to actually go see, because apparently she's just a physical specimen. Like, she's just this ball of muscle and super athletic.
Yeah.
And you know, we could be reading all much into it, and she blows me out of the water. But she's failed in the Golden Eagle. Hey.
She definitely could, and like, you know, I'm just basing my opinion off this preparation. But
like, she's failed in the Turak, she's failed in the Golden Eagle, she's failed in two Quokkas, and they're all saying she needs 1,400 meters to a mile, and she's at 1,200 again. So I can't be with her a favorite.
Yeah, I agree. Max Mini has a few questions. Great to have the great man back in the chat.
I saw him today.
Yeah, you did. What's Justify's 100 grand subscription service? Can you break down how you value it?
That's a question to the Wolf.
Oh, that's about the Den. Sorry. I thought he was talking about Justify as in Justify at the start, but he's talking about the Den subscription service. What justifies it? I don't know. We don't have them on the chat anymore, but Max, you got to spell Justify F-I-E-S. Not FY, because I thought you were talking about the horse. Max Mini says, ideal feed/restaurant after a big win.
Ramen.
Stu, you got to have something, don't you?
Guzman Gomez.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
GYG, shredded beef brisket, GYG. Oh, mate, can't go wrong.
Nico and I are big fans of Meat and Wine Co. You can get a good feed there for 50, 60 bucks. So jump on there.
All right. Ryan Deeth.
Stu, is it true you used to be a strapper? Tell us a story. You've already sort of told us that, but tell us a story.
Yes, in my
for the 50th days, time.
In my uni day, but I'm still living off my coattails of strapping group one against that caviar, right? You weren't even born. Shut up. Yes, worked strapping plenty of horses, working for plenty of different trainers in Adelaide in another life. But it was a great job to have doing uni because you could work full time and study full time. Early mornings, uni during the day, and then afternoons and weekend work. So,
yeah. Tice Hunter says, who is the mute mule and why is he on the show? This is about Stu.
Yeah, so apparently I didn't talk enough last time on the podcast, and I've gone back and listened to it, and it was not that bad. But he reckons I didn't talk enough.
You've been good tonight, mate. You've been good. Don't worry about that. And Deethy's got just two more questions. Stu, got any early tips for Bordertown tomorrow? Have you even been to Bordertown? This must be some low joint.
Played footy there.
Wow.
Played footy.
What's the racetrack like? There must be some absolute
I've never
camels.
Been there. He's obsessed with Bordertown, RD. I don't know why. He's just got this thing with Bordertown. I've been there to play football, and that's it.
It just doesn't sound like a Group 1 sort of racetrack,
does it? It's a fucking shithole. No offence to any Bordertown listeners. But it is. I go there to take the town's money to kick a red football, and then I leave. That's it. Oh.
Money bags. Money bags for Enchi.
Whoever paid me the most.
Love that. Stu, got any relationship advice for Ben and his new love?
Fucking hell.
Stu, are you well equipped to be giving me relationship advice or not?
I wouldn't have thought so.
Give me one piece of advice anyway.
One piece of advice. Follow Andrew Tate.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Can we finish it there?
Oh, my God. All right. You're never coming back on again. It's been brilliant to have you on, but we will end the podcast there. Fellas, thank you very much. It was great to have the Den Boys on. Hopefully, we have a fill-up this week. Cheers, guys. Avenue.